Clearly the fucker thought he had it all figured out. But Colt hadn't been told to go down on anyone. "No, let me go!" he snapped, struggling to no avail. The man was too strong, and he didn't want to have to explain bruises to Leandro, not to mention smelling like balsam spunk. He wasn't aware of anyone else, even though there were undoubtedly plenty of people bearing witness to how he was shoved face first into the man's half-hard cock. He bent his knees just a little to take the strain off his back and allow him more room to struggle. In a desperate bid to work himself free of Barsam's grip, Colt hit the man's thigh with both his fists. He didn't, quite, have the gall to punch him in the dick, but he fucking would if Barsam wouldn't let him go. "Costs extra," Leandro's favorite grunt spoke up before Colt could do anything stupid. Colt glanced up, alarmed. It wasn't even Gideon's fucking call to make. He was only a glorified bouncer. Plus, it wasn't like he hadn't just helped Barsam win a fuck ton of money, probably in nothing but rigged games while distracted by Leandro's incubus. But that was none of his business. Gideon's hand was on Barsam's neck like he was scruffing a kitten. It was kind of hilarious, seeing as how he didn't have Barsam's muscle mass, and if the guy wanted, he could make the bouncer's life pretty miserable. "What's the price, then?" Barsam asked. "Money's no object, of course," he added, ducking away from Gideon's hand, though he did ease up on the grip he had on Colt. Colt took advantage of Barsam's distraction and tugged out of his grasp, swiftly straightening back up. "Fuck you, you filthy animal!" he snapped before anyone could answer. "I'm not sucking your anything," he said defiantly. It was risky to try to get out of the situation by winding the man up and trying to escalate the situation, but he was fairly sure Gideon wouldn't risk Leandro's wrath by letting him get hurt. A vein began to bulge in Barsam's neck as he stood, and Colt took a preemptive step back, involuntarily placing Gideon between his own person and Barsam's steroid-riddled body. There had to be rhino DNA in his system, because upright, it was even more obvious how much bigger he was than Gideon, and Leandro's bruiser wasn't exactly a small man either. Nor was he as stupid as he looked, apparently, because Gideon completely ignored Colt's needling. "$250, Gideon said, which was a fair amount higher than usual, but it still wasn't his call to make. Colt bristled. Gideon had to know he wouldn't be the one catching shit for any of this anyway. He was Leandro's favorite. Colt was an incubus, and a slave whose word meant fucking nothing. "Asshole," he hissed under his breath. He'd meant Gideon, but earned himself a dark look from Barsam all the same. The vein became more prominent. With any luck, Barsam would have an aneurysm then and there and end this prematurely. Gideon remained cool as a fucking cucumber, adding, "Unless he keeps mouthing off, then you can just use your cock to shut him up for a little while." Colt couldn't help but take another cautious step back when Gideon glanced at him, beginning to feel sick to his stomach. This wasn't fucking fair. "Fine," Barsam said, also eyeing him. Whatever goodwill he might have bred in the man had surely gone out the window by calling him a filthy animal. Colt said nothing at first, not wanting to give either man reason to think he was mouthing off again. "Fine," Colt finally said, after several anxious heartbeats of laden tension. He'd deal with Leandro like he always did. He could suck the guy off, and probably be done faster than he could convince Gideon to take pity on him. Because it wouldn't be mercy. He wasn't capable of it. "Why don't you both drop your trousers, and I'll get you both done?" Colt offered, practically cheerfully. He cast Gideon a challenging look. This was probably why Gideon hated him, and how he kept getting in deeper shit. But that never stopped him. "Shut up, Colt!" Gideon hissed. The response was practically scripted, but he hadn't expected any different.